Tonight's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, More Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, the Farm Bureau Insurance Agents of Huron County, DS Services of Cass City, Ameriprise Financial, Reggie Ignash of Farm Bureau Insurance, Graf Chevrolet Buick, Obli Motor Service, and D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLAW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey with your call tonight. To my right, as always, John Mooney in our ninth broadcast of this regular season and our final broadcast of this regular season. As the regular season began just 77 days ago, back on December 9th of 2016, since then we've made eight stops along the way to check in on our local teams. Two of the teams that we finally get the chance to broadcast are in front of us tonight at last, the Deckerville Eagles and the Upley Bearcats.
Clark, this should be an entertaining game as Deckerville, they're from the North Central Thumb League,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, they still have a chance for league hardware this year. They have one more game remaining, if
Very
I'm not
much
mistaken.
So.
And the Ubley Bearcats, they're looking to stay in third place tie with their league rival in the GTE Harbor Beach. So this ought to be interesting.
As the JV squads are just wrapping up here, Ubley's been in with it a handedly victory or lead the whole way. They're leading by 21 points right now, 54 to 33 over Deckerville JV. And our schedule has been a little hectic this regular season. Our schedule had to adjust accordingly as our original plan, actually, was to cover all the teams we have on top of North Huron at Caseville as well as Akron Fairgrove at Owen Gage. But both of those games were unfortunately canceled after the season was underway. Regardless, here we are in a matchup that is bound to be a good one. Both Obley and Deckerville have improved as the season progressed, but the memory of that 63-50 Deckerville victory over Obley is still fresh in a lot of minds.
Hey, I remember the cold of December in addition to that particular score. But, you know, spring has sprung, or at least almost anyways. And tonight we're going to see which team will spring a loss on their rival.
Last week on the WLAW Sports Network, we traveled to the mezzanine world of Cass City as they hosted the Vassar Vulcans. It took six games to do it, but the Redhawks finally broke their five-game skid with a commanding victory over the Vassar Vulcans.
And just in the nick of time, by the way, for the Redhawks, as they're going to be facing the Hatchets and Bad Axe this Thursday, and of course getting ready for their district tilt against USA at Lakers.
For the Vassar Vulcans, the pain continues as it's now been over a month since their last victory, which came back on January 27th against Cass City 9 games ago.
And Vassar has the dubious honor of facing Reese on Thursday before drawing Genesee in the districts.
As we wrap up our JV action tonight, it is senior night in Ubley as the Ubley Bearcats have four seniors playing their last game in their home uniforms. Of course, that would be David Messing, John Brandle, Cade Walsh and Aaron Klama, the last game in this gymnasium in Ubley, Michigan, as the Deckerville Eagles come home to take on the Ubley Bearcats on Sports Radio 102.1, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, the Regentine Lukowski Long Group can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go, call Lynn Regentine, Bill Lukowski, or Scott Long today at 810-376-4710. Office is located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville, with a second location at 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
All right, all right, all right. The lines, hey, you over there, guys, come on, just get in line. We'll start the interview process shortly, right? Come on.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for? Come on, man, what are you doing?
Sorry, hold on, let me put this down. Hey there, Mike, I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299, and right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shock struts and Cooper tires at Upley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 prepaid Visa card rebate when you purchase four qualifying Cooper tires, and up to $100 when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. The professionals at Upley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 Cooper tire rebate and up to $100 when you install Napa shocks or struts at Upley Motor Service. Hey, good luck, Upley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Upley Motor Service.
From the good guys at the used car department at Grav Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey boss, how can I tell people what we're doing here with used cars?
Just tell them the truth. Get a good used car at Grav.
Because we keep only the nicest vehicles?
Yep.
Because we put them through a rigorous inspection and reconditioning process?
Yep.
Because we shop the market area to ensure we offer them at a good price?
Yep.
Will that make us sell more used cars than anyone else?
Doesn't matter, but it will make them say, I got a good used car at Grav.
Is that all that matters?
Yep.
This is used car manager Brian Marks. You can only get a GM certified warranty on GM vehicles at a GM dealer. So stop in and get a good deal from the good guys at Grav Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Yep, get a good used car at Grav.
Grav family, we're making friends.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey with your call. To my right, John Mooney tonight as the Deckerville Eagles head north into Ubley Country in the Valley of M-19. The Deckerville Eagles enter today and tonight at 13-4 overall. Their best win would be against Cass City, when they took them out 59-45. Their worst loss, well, it's around there. They're 9-2 in league play. They're one game back from Dryden, who they play on Thursday, mind you, which will decide the entire NCTL. Adam Klee is the man in charge of the Eagles' nest, going 74-63 since he took over the program in the 2011 season. Good enough for a .540 batting average. The Eagles are enjoying another winning season. They're second in a row with similar numbers as well. Last season, Deckerville averaged 50 points a game and allowed 45. This year, the Maroon and Gold are averaging 49.8 and are giving up just 43. So a better effort on defense leading to a larger margin of victory, that's tough to say, an overall average of 6.5 points in their favor. When the Eagles play at home, they score more, but they also give up more than their average. The opposite is the case on the road, though. In the nine games away from D-Town, they score 47.3.